Anyways, I start talking to him. He asked me what I'm here for, and I told him I'm here because my stepdad beat me and stuff, and it's crazy. I just need a time vacation, you know? And it was more of, I didn't understand. Everyone's like, yeah, right. How long do you plan on being here? I'm like, I was told I'm gonna be here for 3 months. He's like, I've been here for a year plus, and it's, you're gonna be here for a very long time, get ready. And at that point, everyone just kind of looks at me and says, yeah. And then that's when it all started to click, that I'm fucked. And that's when I'm at the box and all that other shit. They would just sit there, put you in the chicken wing, slam your head up against the ground, shove, and if you start yelling, they would shove sand in your mouth and close your mouth, so you have two choices, either swallow it or keep it in your mouth. As if I puked or anything, yeah, that I would have to sit in it, you know? Let me shower in the middle of the night, with freezing cold water in the middle of the night. No soap, no nothing. Soap was a dream. And then on the last day, seeing the person that you hate most in your own fucking life come up and try talking to you out of it, and try calming you down, it doesn't work. Yeah, what do you expect? I'm 12 years old. I'm weigh like 70, 80 pounds. I was a small little kid. You hear Mexicans yelling at kids and you realize that you're in hell. There's only one way to describe it. You are in fucking hell. Tent, bathroom, that's high impact. You ran laps and every time you did a lap, you had to count it off like uno, dos. Oh, then we would sit there and listen to an Alcohol Anonymous tape. It's something that was pretty much just being shoved in our head, and we had to listen to it and pass a test. If you didn't pass the test, you didn't get the tape off. When we were done with that, we went out and we ran more laps. Came back, listened to another tape, went out, ran more laps. And if you didn't do it, you were sent to the dog cages. Put your chin on there some cement ground and have someone come behind you and go like that on your fucking back of your head, and you'll understand. It's... You lay on the fucking ground. I'm already sunburned as a motherfucker. My chin's sore from being pressed on sand all day, just resting there. And for her to come up behind me and fucking slam my head into the fucking ground and come back behind me, take my arm, throw me up in a chicken wing. I flash back right then like I'm in fucking Samoa, like a Samoan's trying to break my goddamn arm, sitting there and just keep shoving my arm up, telling me I have to sit still. I have to shut up if she wants me to get off of her. How the fuck am I gonna shut up if someone's trying to fucking break my goddamn arm right there, and when my chin's fucking hurt and I'm trying to get up because it's fucking feeling like it's going through my goddamn skin. It's a little bit difficult to calm down right there and just do pretty much shut up. You know, it's, if you do shut up, it's from exhaustion from fucking yelling.